You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is, everybody, at UNEEQ underscore. Laura's got what we need to know. What's going on, Laura? By the way, I think I've run George off the radio show today. I think George is like, I think he's just like, you know what? I can't deal with you anymore.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm not like the biggest, you know, LeBron fan. Everybody knows this, but you're crazy. That is not what you need to know, by the way. But you know, you're a little crazy, Cap. But it's okay. That's why we love you. So anyways, yesterday we were talking a lot about stores because Lindsay brought up a story about how Kmart was closing, right? And we talked about what stores we would bring back from our childhood that no longer exist. So I read an article today that talks about malls. A 2007 study predicted that 1 in 4 malls would close by 2022. A lot of us, you know, do our shopping on what? Online, right? I love Amazon. That thing is always delivering something. And none of us really go say, hey, we need to go to the mall for whatever we're going to need. So a mall actually that is in Santa Anita called Main Place is killing some of the stores or some of the space that they have because there's no stores in it and converting it into housing, like residential housing. They talked about how malls are in prime locations. They have great parking space and, you know, people they're just in good locations to have residential homes. So they're going to build housing there and have kind of like a shopping center slash residential home. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't know if I would be down to live in a mall. Would you guys? I mean, honestly. I don't think I would.
They do that at a lot of places. I feel like they've, because malls, nobody goes to malls anymore. Mm-hmm. As you said, I've seen a lot of places where they turn in like shopping centers into housing. And I know like they did it at a place near where I live in Ohio. And you'd never be able to tell like from the inside that it's even really from the outside that it's a mall.
I feel like it's a new thing here because I just started seeing it around like my area. I noticed it wasn't like a mall. I mean, there's a mall across the street, but they completely did like condos and all this other stuff. But like for me, I'm just like, I don't really care. Like to live in a mall.
The mall, the mall that I grew up going to when I was a little kid, it was exactly as you just described. It was like right in the center of town. It was a prime time location. And then what happened is it got outgrown. In other words, like there wasn't, they needed a bigger mall where I lived. So they built a new mall. And then the old mall, they had no stores in it anymore. You know what they converted it into?
You're going to tell
me? A high school.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, converted into a high school.
You know that the Rams, I don't know if you've heard this, the Rams are going to turn a mall, like an area that was a mall, into their new headquarters in Woodland Hills.
I did read that. And I actually was kind of... I didn't know if they were staying on the campus of Cal Lutheran, if like that was the game plan going forward. Because, you know, all the offices are in like portable buildings. And I think I'd heard when the Rams first came to L.A. that their practice fields that they, you know, they built those fields.
Yeah.
That eventually that was going to be a gift. Yeah, that was going to be Stan Kroenke's gift to Cal Lutheran for accommodating the Rams for all these years. I just didn't know if and when they were planning on moving, but. The story that came out today that the Rams are buying this property looks like they obviously have big plans to build a major facility.
Yeah, it'd be like $150 million, and you know, it would be, you know, the Westfield company that owns all the malls, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They own that property, the Woodland Hills Promenade Shopping Mall, and they would just do it there. It's 34 acres, a huge site. So, yeah, I mean, obviously – look, nobody goes to malls anymore. Like Amazon has put a lot of, you know, not just Amazon, but Amazon is the biggest reason. And whether it's eBay or whatever, like all these online shops have put, you know, brick and mortar, like, you know, like out of business for the most part.
What's the last time you went to the mall?
Ooh,
because you're like,
mall.
I
love
something.
The mall, bro. Del Amo Mall.
Like,
listen,
loves the mall.
You every like month or so, you can find me at the Del Amo Mall. Like, seriously, I love the Del Amo Mall in Torrance.
Clinton loves a mall, too, though. He was talking about it.
I love a mall. And maybe I'm old school, and I love a mall. I like to look at the clothes. I like to try them on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was just saying to myself the other day, I'm like, you know what? I need some new jeans.
And by the way, Del Amo Mall is always slammed in Torrance.
That's why I don't like it, because that's the mall I always go to. That's why I try and avoid the mall, because every time I go there, there's so many people there. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Then you got to wait in lines to buy stuff. Like, it's crazy. It's very busy.
But they got at Woodland Mall, Woodland Hills. The Del Amo Mall in Torrance, they have a garage with they have the regular parking lots out in the surface lots, but they also have like a huge garage. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always parking spots. Like,
the Culver City
one. No, I don't even care about the parking. It's just all the people there and having to wait in line for like 15 minutes to buy something when I can just go online and buy it.
But that's the mall you've been to, the Torrance Mall, the one in Del Amo Mall? Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I really go to, yeah.
But there are times where you have to
go. At one point, it was the biggest mall in California, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to go. Look, listen, here's my point. I want to go buy a new pair of jeans. You cannot buy jeans online. You got to try jeans on.
I mean, you could if you know the brand.
My jeans online.
Yes.
If you know the brand, like, for example, so I buy the jeans I like to wear now. Now, I used to be a guy that would wear whatever, Levi's, whatever. And then someone, I forgot who it was, man, was like, yo, you got to upgrade the jean game. And I was like, for real? I'm like, well, all jeans are the same. I'm like, no. All jeans are not the same. And I was like, get out of here. And they're like, I'm telling you. So I was like, so they gave me like several brands that I should look at. And I settled in on one particular brand that I like called Paige, P-A-I-G-E. And look, they ain't cheap. But bro, those are the softest, nicest pairs of jeans. And I'm the type of guy that I don't go to the mall that often to shop for clothes. So when I go, I'm buying in bulk. Okay, I'm buying like 3-4 pair of jeans. I'm buying some shirts. If I'm going to get suits, I'm getting more than one suit likely. Like, because I don't shop for myself that often. Like, in my house, you know, we shop for the kids basically, because even my wife doesn't shop for herself all that often anymore. Like, we're fine with what we have. And occasionally, like, if I'm going to buy like workout gear, maybe that I don't need to try on or whatever. But like nice clothes to go out, yeah. Like I want to try them on. So yeah, but I know my size now.
Mm-hmm.
You can
still send stuff back if you buy it.
Exactly.
For sure. Yeah, but that's a pain in the ass for me. I don't want to have to do that. If I know the brand, then I will shop online. But if I don't know the brand, I won't. Like Nikes. I don't ever need to go to the store to buy Nikes because I know exactly my size. I know my fit. I know what shoes I like. So I just go on the Nike app and buy shoes that way.
See, I also buy all my shoes on Nike's website because I stopped wearing shoes. I only wear sneakers now. That's like the only thing I'll wear. But when it comes to jeans.
Wait, but sneakers are shoes.
Yeah, I don't mean like I don't wear footwear. I just mean that I don't wear nice shoes anymore.
Dress shoes.
No. I'm only in sneakers at all times. But I feel like jeans are the kind of thing that you actually have to try on because.
I don't agree.
I just bought like
7 pairs of jeans from Express the other day, and I got them and I tried them all on and they all fit me and I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Open it up right now. 877-710-ESPN. Do you need to try on clothes still? I do believe that, and I'm not talking about like buying shorts or like buying like sweatpants or you know anything you would wear just to bum around. Like I'm talking about like stuff, like nice stuff. Stuff that you would wear to go out somewhere.
A suit, you need to.
Well, a suit you have to try.
You have to.
Yeah. Now, wait. Now.
A ver.
There are two particular brands that I can buy off the rack that need very minimal adjustments. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't need to adjust a little bit. But I happen to be lucky that I am a 42 regular, okay, jacket. I can buy a Ted Baker or a Hugo Boss because I know the fit really well, and I can basically wear it off the rack with very minimal adjustments. So if I needed it in a pinch, let's say I went somewhere and they lost my luggage, like I'm going to somebody invited me to a wedding somewhere else, And I could go to a mall and get a Hugo Boss 42 regular or a Ted Baker 42 regular, and I know that it will fit without me even needing to do much of an adjustment.
See, what I'm saying to you, though, is jeans are different because if you go into a store that sells jeans...
Well, the crotch part matters, too.
Well, right.
I don't know about women. I don't know. You can tell me differently.
I couldn't tell you, but maybe the girls can.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, because if you said, you know, the crotch...
I mean, the women part should have given that away, is my
point. Well, I mean, I'm not an expert in the female, jeans.
Hence why we have two females on the show. Why would you think I'd be asking you about that?
Well, I don't know. You said crotch, and crotch is the kind of word that I think I would say, and I would certainly understand. And, you know,
come on, Cap.
Come on, Cap. What?
Hold on. Sorry, I lost my train of thought because I'm getting calls. But
all right, go ahead. But what?
But what? Yeah.
I'm scared every time you open your mouth sometimes because the last thing I heard was Sedano say crutch. I don't want
to
say that.
Like in reference to the jeans.
Yes, how they fit.
Yes.
Right.
I feel like I have the sounder ready, but then I was taking a call and I had to put them on hold. But
no, it's okay. Trust me, I would have just yelled, "Dump it, Laura."
Yeah. So look.
Wait, before you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Put a pause button. Put a pause right there. Okay. Howard just tweeted me. Okay.
Howard who?
Howard Matteong.
Okay, what's his deal?
At Sedano. Del Amo Mall was the biggest mall in the world when they built the bridge on Carson Street, connecting the two shopping centers in the early 80s. The Mall of the America, et cetera, then happened after that. I did not know that. That's great history.
Yeah.
I thought it was just California.
Mall of the America in Minneapolis, I think, right?
Correct. And then Joey Arceo tweets, at Sedano, at Scott Kaplan. I was going to call you Scaplin for some reason.
Thank you.
George, my lady and I were at Del Amo 2 weekends ago. That is the craziest laid out mall I've ever seen. It was cool, though. Definitely a classic SoCal mall. Del Amo Mall is the real deal. I'm telling you, if you ever need something and you can't find it where you live, go to Torrance. You'll find it. I've always said that, and I will stand by that. Now go say what you were going to say.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. If you need jeans, and you go into a store that sells jeans, there's a lot of different styles and cuts of jeans. Jeans are not one size fits all.
No, there's skinny jeans, there's regular, there's boot cut. I get it.
And then if you got a particular body type where you're disproportionate in some way, like I am.
Disproportionate? Yes.
Very disproportionate. Laura, which part of me do you think is disproportionate?
I don't know. We don't need to talk about that.
Nope. Too much. TMI. Derek in the LBC. Derek, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I don't try on a lot of stuff because I know my seam sizes. I know every measurement that I have. So I don't try on a lot of stuff because I research it ahead of time. So I'm able to buy a lot of my stuff online.
I mean, that's fine. If you're that dedicated to it and that diligent, I mean, I know my suit stuff. But, like, and again, there are a couple of brands that I know fit me right. But, I mean, I don't know. Jeans, I got to try them on. Like, there's something about jeans specifically. I'm with Kaplan, which is rare.
Well, I think it goes back into what you said about brands, though. If you know the brand, like, you're good on the jeans. Like, Levi's, for instance. Like, I know the cut and I know the brand. I'm good. I can just buy them all online, no problem.
Yeah,
and then I
that's
just take
fair.
Them to my tailor and finish them up.
That's fair. Right. You can then take them to the tailor for sure. Thank you, Derek.
I feel like it's easier for guys, too, because you get two numbers that you work with. The girls only have the waist, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I disagree, ladies.
No. She's right. It is easier for guys.
I know exactly, like, of the stores that I shop at, I know exactly what size I'm going to wear, and I can look at the pictures online and tell if it's something that is going to fit my body type or not.
See, my problem is... I have incredibly massive muscular legs. I don't know if you guys realize this about me or not. Massive and muscular. Have you guys ever checked out my legs?
Mm-mm.
No, you haven't? You should. You should check them out. They're like the one good asset that I have on my body. So the legs and the waist don't really jive, you know, because the waist, when I put on the jeans, they're always too tight around the quads. Because, of course, you know, I'm bursting at the seams, you know. So I got to go try on these jeans. I cannot just order them online and hope that they're right. I got to go put them on, feel them, check them out, and have somebody tell me they look good.
Oh, there it is. You just need someone to say
so
you look good.
Yeah, so that's what it's about. Uh-huh. You need the validation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to know if they look right or not, don't you?
I mean, if they feel good for you, then you should. Exactly.
Well, I'm just telling you, jeans... Got to go do it in person.
I mean, whatever. Peter Freistack tweets, Sedano, chill. You're wrong about suits. Worked Rodeo Drive for 40 years. And I just wrote him back. I said, what am I wrong about? Like, I said that I get them tailored, but in a pinch, I can go 42 regular off a rack for Hugo Boss or Ted Baker because I know it's a minimal alteration. Like, I know. I mean, listen, I have a tailored suit. We had a suit deal here not that long ago at a suit place, you know, off Rodeo Drive. That a couple years ago, I had one of those deals here at the station. So, CJ in Rancho Cucamonga. CJ.
Hey, great show. You know, I'm a first-time caller. You guys, I always listen to Mason Ireland. Now I'm talking to you guys. And Cap need to step off about the Rob Pelinka, LeBron James drama. But yeah. Check it out. In Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard, they got quite a few stores. Now, I love jeans, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I love casual slacks, pleated, baggy, and I like the regular type, old school, 1954 type shirts that goes to your waist and fit loose. Now, if you want to get some nice jeans, this is my opinion, it will be at the swap meet. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the jeans that you get at swap meets will last longer than your name brand jeans. I bought a two-piece jean set at a store called Las Parales in La Puente. And you know how much it cost me to get those that set? Normally cost $250. I only paid $10 for them, and I still got them to this day. And they last that long. And this was in 2005, George.
Damn, okay? Dog.
And I still got. I'm old school.
I love it.
So when I go to get me some nice slacks, there are some stores. Like, if I wanted to get the Chicago look or the New York look, they got quite a few stores on Hollywood Boulevard that will give you that look. But if you want to get some nice jeans that will last you a long time, go to a swap meet.
I have never heard this advice ever in my life.
Oh, my God,
get your jeans at a swap meet. This could be life-altering information
here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so there you go. We're going to take more calls here. We're not going to break right now. We're just literally going to pause 30 seconds.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Someone,
How do we do this? How do we go from LeBron James, Rob Pelinka, Bill Plaschke, who's in control, to jeans, swap meets, shopping malls? Does anybody know how we made that transition?
Laura did what you need to know, which she does at the top of the 5 and 6 o'clock hour, and that was the conversation about malls. And then we ended up getting into malls, and I was talking about the Rams buying the mall. Property in Woodland Hills, which led to I love a good mall. Do people still go to malls? The Lama Mall is awesome in Torrance. I love Torrance. And then
it was 15 minutes ago. It wasn't that long ago.
And then it turned into shopping at the mall. Yeah.
Hey, listen, this will explain to everybody who's just tuning in right now, really the essence of this particular broadcast team. From deep, argumentative, hardcore sports opinion, right into jeans, malls, shopping online, and advice from the callers. That is the Sedano and Cap Show, really, in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It encapsulates the show. By the way, Patrick Abandi tweets us, at Sedano, at Scott Kaplan. Kaplan needs bell bottoms for those calves that he's talking about.
Oh, dude, that's a great call. I love a nice pair of bell bottoms. Been a while since I've had some bell bottoms.
Although now Papa Ish says that he sent us a picture, a gif, of a chicken with long legs, made yourself sound like you got some chicken legs. I mean, he thinks you're embellishing on purpose. It's like when old guys buy Corvettes, you know, they're making up for stuff.
Well, I would love to have a Corvette.
Of course you would.
I really would. I can't decide, though. I like the new ones, but I'm really more of an old school Corvette kind of guy, you know?
I need old electric school. Cars now, bro. Gas too expensive. Let me go to Larry and Gardena, though. Larry, what up?
What up, George? Look, I want to give you your props. I always knew you was a real one, man, because only real ones go to the Lamo Mall. But nah, check this out. You know, like going to like shopping online, so I can understand that. If you're young, like my age, like 24, you know, you're gonna go to the mall, not just to shop and try your clothes, just to go out, you know, catch a vibe, see the ladies and whatnot, you know, flex, you know, go to different little stores inside.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You go to the mall to flex.
Yeah, man, you want to see what you got. You know, you're wearing something cool. And, you know, you want to see if the little breezy's walking by?
You don't do that now. You did that when I was, like, 15 and I'm 33. I mean,
well, wait. But Larry, who's in his early 20s, is straight up is telling you he's doing
that. You're too old for that, man. That was when you was 15. You're 10 years older.
Laura, here's where you're wrong. Because when you go to the Del Amo Mall, because it's such a big mall, and it's got all kinds of stores. It's got, like, the mom and pop stores that aren't super expensive to, like, the most expensive store you can think of. Okay?
I've been to the Del Amo Mall.
So what I'm telling you is, you know, you got some of those high-end ladies in there, you know, and you want to impress those high-end ladies. You want to find you a sugar mama. The Del Amo Mall is a great place. So my man Larry in Gardena got to dress right to make sure those ladies look at him and be like, ooh, I can mess with him.
He got to go flex is what he got to do.
Right,
huh?
Larry?
Wait, that is the difference between men and women.
You know? I'm going to catch a vibe, you know, having a good time. You know, the Lambo's a cool mall itself, so, cool little restaurants and just in general.
How many times you circling Lululemon? You know what I mean? Like, I know you do that.
Well, he's flexing, you know.
You know?
You got to have on the right gear to flex.
Larry, much love, brother. Thank you so much.
I think go ahead. Is he still there? To shop.
Oh, damn. My bad.
I think the last time I flexed in a mall, I was standing in front of the arcade. I was getting ready to take a dollar and put it into the machine, get four quarters, and go play some Donkey
Kong.
Listen,
I'm telling you, the Del Amo Mall, that side of the Del Amo Mall, okay, where Nordstrom is and Lululemon and all these fancy high-end stores are, okay, because there's some there's Boss across the hallway or whatever, but like there's all these fancy stores there, and you got these ladies, and you know they may be cougarlicious is what I would say. Okay,
oh, really?
Now some really? Of them might be, some of them might be just ready to roll that night, and there is not, like, I get the idea of the mall when you're a teenager, but I'm telling you, at this mall there are people going to Del Amo Mall and they are looking for action is what
really?
I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not
well,
know this.
Because there's also, like, I'm trying to remember the name, but there's like a super fancy high-end Chinese restaurant in Del Amo Mall too.
Look, I've been to the Del Amo Mall. I've been to other malls that are considered like high-end too or whatever. I guess because when I go to the mall, I don't go to stroll. I'm like, okay, this is the store I need to go to.
Right.
This is what I'm going.
Yes. Most women go to the mall to shop. They're not going there to pick up a guy.
Okay,
25-year-old.
I'm just telling you.
No.
If you go to the Del Amo Mall, upstairs by the Sara, you can find a Din Tai Fung, which is Taiwanese, actually, not Chinese. Taiwanese restaurant. It's always got a line. People are there, and it's a nice restaurant. I'm just telling you. I know you think that at a mall you can't find that, but I'm telling you, Del Amo is different, yo. Torrance is different.
Okay. I just got a text from someone.
Del Amo is different, yo.
I just got a text from someone saying he is not lying.
Thank you.
1111. I guess I know where you be at.
Thank you. Right. Oh, 1111 just out of it.
1111. He's looking for somebody to make a wish.
Oh, I don't care. He could go through him. But
he's getting ready to go make out with somebody.
So,
in the Del Amo
Beto
Mall.
Duran. Beto Duran just texted me. Del Amo Mall. I emojis. Cuidado. Single Dad Kaplan would clean up. PV Beach Cities, te digo. It's true. Listen, you got it's the closest mall to Palos Verdes, to Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach. You know, there's some high-end mommies out there that go to the Del Amo Mall is all I'm saying. And by the way, high-end poppies too, okay? All right. So, and you go
maybe
and you
Beto will have more on this tomorrow. He's filling in for you tomorrow.
There you go. And then you can eat some Taiwanese food at Din Tai Fung.
That's the Acapulco, huh? Like Downey. Right.
I'm just saying.
That's it. That's
I'll give you another spot. I'll give you another spot in Torrance that is legit for finding people if you want. We'll do that. Plus, we're going to have a real conversation, Laker fans, about this relationship with LeBron and Kobe by extension next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we'll get back to there's so many people tweeting us about the Del Amo Mall now, about the hookups at Del Amo Mall. Like, I'm telling you, Downey is a place to hook up, but don't sleep on the Del Amo Mall. We'll get to that in a second. And this disdain at times, and this separation, I guess, between Laker fans and LeBron, we'll get to that coming up next segment as well. But, Lindsay, what do you got in Radio Tinder?
All right, so we talked a little bit about my dentist appointment yesterday, right?
Yes.
And
I Ubered
home from said dentist appointment, and I had a really interesting Uber ride home. So my Uber driver was, like, really big into conspiracies, like everything from the government, like the moon landing, and she even claimed that she predicted that the pandemic was coming and cured herself of cancer. I know it was nice. Only, like, a 35-minute ride, but it was a very, very extensive intense discussion, at least for her. I just kind of sat there and listened and went okay, because I don't know what to say to somebody like that, which brings me to my point. If you guys have an Uber or Lyft driver that clearly has a lot to talk about, do you engage with them? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I will swipe right and say that, yeah, I kind of can't help myself. I kind of egg them on, you know? Like, if I can tell that they're really talkative and they got a lot of really wacky stuff to say, I kind of perpetuate the conversation. Because I like the story like you have, you know? Now, if I decide I don't really want to engage, I act like I'm on my phone, like talking to somebody. You could have done that.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So I will generally swipe left on this, but I will also swipe right, sort of. I'll explain what I mean by that. So when you order an Uber, you know that you can ask for the car to be quiet, right? Like, there's like a thing for that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you order Uber.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that either.
Is that just Uber Black? Or?
Sorry,
my bad. No, I'm that's joking. Like a, I'm joking. That's not true. It's not just Uber Black. I'm being a jackass. Now, there is an option where, honestly, it will ask you if you want to chat or if you want silence. There's an option where you can ask for what kind of temperature you'd like in the car. There's options to all that stuff when you're ordering an Uber now. So you can order now there, you know, here's what I generally do. I always order silence. I kind of appreciate silence. I'll give you a quick example, quick side tangent. Yesterday in my house, both kids were at school. My wife was at work and I came back from a workout and I was like in my house for an hour and 15 minutes, complete silence, no TV on, no music on, no, just silence. Me eating like breakfast/lunch and silence. I love silence sometimes. So, because my life is very loud, obviously, and I'm loud. But.
No.
But, here's what I do on Ubers. I switch the thing to silence mode. And then, if I want to engage, I then go and say, hey, so how long have you been driving? Because I do like sometimes picking their brains on how long they've been doing this. And especially if it's someone you can tell is like from another country, like, you know, tell me about where you came from or, you know, how did you end up here? And like, you know, and there are plenty of times I want to do it, but I want to be the initiator of said conversation to avoid that, what Lindsay just went through.
Lindsay, was it that bad or did you like it?
Oh, you guys, I'm not going to lie. I was actually talking to Bergman about this. I recorded part of it because it was so nuts. I haven't gone back and listened to it because, like, I just remembered that I recorded it, but I hit the record button on my phone because I was like, this lady is very intense. This is serious stuff she's talking about. And I recorded it, and I'm actually, I'll have to listen to it. I only recorded a few minutes of it, but it was a lot. It was definitely a lot.
Were you sitting up front with the driver or were you sitting behind the driver?
I was sitting up front because usually I ask just to be polite.
Sit in the front of the car?
Yeah.
I ask when I go up to the window and they introduce themselves or whatever. Like, some people clearly, I don't know, because I have friends that did Uber and a lot of them are like, I ask, like, would you prefer if I sit in the front or the back? Does it matter to you? I also get car sick, and usually I get less car sick when I'm in the front.
No, that so I understand, because I definitely occasionally is kind of opposite, but I can occasionally get car sick, so I do understand that. But I've never thought of sitting in the front.
I prefer the front too.
Unless I'm in a group, you know what I mean, where it's like there's multiple people and like somebody's got to sit in the front, then I will choose to sit in the front.
I'm a front sitter normally, but I think this, Lindsay, I think that when you sit in the front, you're asking for conversation.
That's a good point.
Yes,
I figured that my face was like, I had one of those things wrapped around my face, and I'm coming back from a dentist appointment, and I was talking like this.
Right. She was probably like, I'll do all the talking here. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, sorry if I sound and look weird. I just left the dentist. Like, you know when your face is numb and you feel like it's like gigantic and swollen, but you look relatively normal? That's where I was.
Right. Yeah, I want more calls. Line them up right now. Do you sit in the front or in the back of an Uber? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, do you care if someone sits in the front or the back with you if they're traveling by themselves? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. All right, what's next, Linz?
Okay, and on that same note, I also wanted to ask you guys, do you believe in conspiracy theories?
Not really. I'm not that person. I'm not saying I don't, like, completely disbelieve them. Like, you know, like there's an NBA conspiracy theory is, like, the frozen envelope, right? That the Knicks, they got the Knicks to win the lottery. Patrick Ewing, the envelope was frozen because David Stern was a Knicks fan at heart and wanted the Knicks to get Patrick Ewing. Maybe that's possible. I find that kind of hard to believe. There are conspiracy theories about Michael Jordan and his departure that I will partially believe.
And that he was like, supposedly they actually made him take that break because he was caught gambling.
I mean, I can't prove that by any stretch of the imagination, but I find it hard to believe he just wanted to go play baseball. Like, I don't know if I buy that.
The question was, do you believe in conspiracy theories? Keep rolling. Keep going.
Mostly no, is what I would say. I don't think
was that it? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I thought there was more to it.
I mean, she just said as an aside, did you not listen to her? Okay, clearly
that,
not.
That was like the first part of the story was the woman.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. You said, hey, guys, let me start off with, do you believe in conspiracy theories? There's more to it, no?
I said on that same note.
Yeah.
As in the story that I just told, do you believe in conspiracy theories?
Oh, I thought there was more coming.
Are you all right today, Cap?
I mean, really? Like, you didn't hear her say it? Like,
I thought there was more coming. I thought that there was a setup to something else.
Where's the Lindsay drop of the blah?
What do we need the Lindsay drop for? We got that.
Okay, no, she's grabbing calls, so I just did it for her. Blah!
So I believe in conspiracy theories, just so you know.
Shocker. Okay. All right, go ahead, Linz. What's next?
Okay, so social media socialite, I guess it's what they're called, right? Kathir Karan, better known as Kegs on TikTok, he's giving up sex, among other things, after undergoing a new cutting-edge hair transplant procedure in an attempt to regrow his diminishing mane. He began losing his hair when he was 19. He's always been very self-conscious about it, so he's undergone hair replacement surgery to help boost his self-esteem. However, he cannot have sex or smoke or swim or do, quote, intense physical activity for 18 months, or he could risk complications with the hair transplant.
Wait,
would
what?
You be able?
Is that
did
real?
You not
like,
just listen to everything she
transplant?
Just said? Did
Hold
you
on.
Not
no,
just
no, no,
hear?
Wait,
that?
Wait, no, no. Will you shut the mother?
Did you not just hear what she said? She said Did you not hear it?
I have a follow up, bleep face.
How come I'm not allowed to have follow ups, bleep face?
You didn't have a follow up. You literally didn't hear what she said.
I heard everything she said. I thought there was more coming.
By the way, bleep face
is a funny thing to call each other. I like that.
Are you telling me that, I mean, I don't know, I've never had a hair transplant, but that if you have a hair transplant, Is that just him for the specific transplant, or
it's a specific type? It's like a new kind of hair transplant. As I will say,
why would you not be able to have sex for 18 months though?
I don't know. That's just what it says. There's a lot of things that you can't. I think it has to do with the bleeding, they say, because they basically took like half of the back of his head and like replaced it. The whole thing, like the pictures.
He probably needed a lot of work. So they took a lot of the hair from the back to put it on the top. Oh, yeah. So, of course, it can't rub against anything. That makes more sense. Okay.
And it
so
can't
that's not
bleed
every hair
or anything.
Replacement.
Yeah. It's just and this one is like a newer one where it's supposed to last forever. We all know some people who've gotten hair transplants that, you know, they might need another one, you know?
Right.
So would you be able to give up sex or swimming or any of those things for 18 months if it meant that you could have your hair back if you were bald?
Hell no. I ain't giving up no sex for 18 months. I'm swiping left on that. That's a simple one.
I'm also swiping left, but it's not just the sex. It's everything. It's the high-intensity training. It's the exercising. You mean to tell me I'm giving up exercising?
No, he can still exercise. They just don't want anything that's considered like intense. Like he can't do anything that requires a helmet.
Right.
And they can't do anything that's going to get like his blood, whatever, over a certain level. So.
Boy, this is a guy who really, really needs his hair. This guy, I mean, you talk about self-esteem.
He's only 22 and he's
completely
bald.
Bro, 22 to be that balding? Like, that's not cool.
That would, that's like
life ruining. Shave their heads, you know?
Do you think he can really go
18
months?
Maybe he's got an ugly head, bro.
Well, dude, that might be the case, George, because let me tell you something. I would never want to shave my head because I think I got all these like weird bumps on my scalp. And I'm like, I'd be so self-conscious. But again, I would not, I think I get a toupee or I wear a hat.
But yeah, 18 months, 22 years old, I don't think he could do it.
Well, I mean,
he's probably not getting very much anyway, maybe, right?
No.
I don't know. Well, he's a huge star, this guy.
Send you guys a picture, but he's a very handsome guy.
Oh,
but
his head
is very, he's got a weird thing going on with his head. I totally get why he's doing it.
Okay,
he's going to look so much better.
Send the picture.
All right. This young man should go to the Del Amo Mall and flex.
There you go. That's what he should do. Now you got it. All right, last one, Linz, quickly.
Okay, that's all I've got for Radio Tinder
today.
Okay,
then don't worry about it. All right, I know there's a full board of calls of people that want to answer the question about the Uber. If you are a single rider in Uber, do you sit in the front or the back? Because I thought sitting in the front is weird if you're just a single rider. I get it if you're in a group. And if you're an Uber driver, like, is that a thing for you as well? 877-710-ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, we're here. Still here. So we have a full board of calls of people either that are Uber drivers or are in an Uber. And we were talking about Lindsay sitting in the front, and she asks the driver, do you prefer me in the front or the back? I have never sat in the front if I'm not in a group, if I'm by myself.
Agreed.
But Laura, you as well?
Mm. Yeah, it's weird. I'm only in the back seat if I'm by myself.
I'd never heard of that. Yeah. Like, I never heard of that.
If I get picked up, I'm by myself. More often than not, I will say to the driver, do you mind if I sit in the front? I prefer to sit in the front
You're
seat.
You're weird.
But maybe.
Well, you are weird. Lindsay is not weird. You're
I don't know if this is what qualifies me as weird, but
she
there
was
are some
also
other
on
things.
Drugs.
Yeah, she was on drugs.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. If you don't want to talk, you sit in the back. If you are open to conversation,
no.
That's what the front seat means.
Nope. Because I'm a talker. As y'all know, I don't shut up. So I go in the back, and if they engage, I engage. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to talk. That's weird.
Why is sitting in the front seat weird, though?
I feel like if it's an Uber or a Lyft, you don't sit in the front if you're by yourself.
Well, if the driver doesn't want you sitting in the front, you know what? They got a whole bunch of crap in their front seat.
No, they usually pull the seat forward, so you can't even. Like, I've seen that, where they just pull it up.
I've seen that as well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Don't sit up here.
All right, let's go to the phones. David in Glendale. David, what do you got?
Hey, Sedona, this one's for you. Basically, I think today you're going to probably want a silence mode. But I think I'm a driver for 10 years, but I never heard of that mode you're talking about. So we don't even get notifications what the customer wants. Like if they want silence mode or whatever. Yeah, we don't get anything like that. So if you want the driver to know that you're in a silence mode, it's better to text the driver first before you get in.
Interesting, because my Uber app has asked me that.
I know, but the drivers, we don't get notifications. I know what you're talking about, but we don't get notifications.
Oh, you don't actually get those notifications. I see. Well, because usually when I put it on silence mode, they generally don't talk to me, so I would have never guessed that, David, but I guess, yeah. it's worked out either way, but okay.
David, comment on the front seat, though, dude.
No, he said it's real.
Yeah, he said it's real. Yeah, he said that he doesn't get it, though.
David, as a driver, do you prefer if a single passenger sits in the front with you or in the back with you?
Yeah, basically, I pull my chair forward because usually I don't want people in the front.
Yeah.
So, but if they're in a group, I do the,
Yeah, that's different. A group is different.
They sit in the front.
Yeah, yep. Somebody will sit in the front just to fit. Right, I get that. All right, well, David, thank you so much. Appreciate you listening.
There you go, David. We're with you, Dave.
Let me go to Ramon in East LA. Ramon!
Hey, what's up, guys? First time caller, just real quick, because I'm on my way to pick someone up. I definitely have a lot of people that want to do a lot of talking. And let me tell you, it's freaking annoying. They want to tell me their life story, all kinds of stuff. I hate it. Let me drive. Let me do my job. Let me take you where you need to go. And especially the ones that I hate the most are the back seat drivers. When they want to give me directions, I got to just give them my phone and look at the phone. I got the GPS on. I don't need no back seat driver. But I have met quite a few people, have had quite good conversation. I've met a lot of different type of people. But please, be quiet. Shut up. Let me do my job. Let me get you where you need to go. And it's all good. That's all I got to say.
What about the front seat? What about front seat, though?
I have my seat up all the way to as far as I can have it because I don't want nobody in the front because I get weirdo. And I don't need no weirdo touching my radio. I don't need no weirdo.
Kaplan's that weirdo.
Lowering the window. It's like, it is what it is. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. And you know what? Don't forget to tip me.
Ramon, you know what? This call, 5 stars.
Yeah, pretty good.
But, you know, he's talking about other people, like the customers always wanting to talk. I feel like that's rarely the case.
That's true.
Like, you know, I feel like it's always like
he's telling you that's not the case, that at least the people he picks up, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if I were a driver, though, I picked up somebody who's by themselves, I'd rather have them sit in the front seat next to me than behind me. Here's why. Let me explain why. If I'm the driver and I got some guy in the back, and he decides to go psycho on me and choke me from behind. Like, I'm like, wait a second. If you're sitting next to me, I feel like I got a 50-50 shot. If you're behind me and you start choking me out while I'm driving, we got problems here, pal. So I feel like I'd rather have the single person sitting side by side rather than behind me. I need to keep my eye on him in the rearview mirror.
Why don't you just hit the brakes real quick?
Hadn't thought about that. I was thinking about being choked.
See, you. This is the thing. I know your dad owned a gas station and stuff, and you grew up in a blue-collar household, but we grew up in a different environment for sure, because I always think of that. Like, I'm always like, I know how to react in those situations very quickly. Let's just say that, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood that was, you had to be ready. Stay ready, you don't have to get ready, you know?
I guess so. Listen, I just don't think it's that strange to want to sit in the front seat.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Greg in Inglewood. Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Cap, you make a good point about having the guy sit in the back because if he, you know, start acting crazy, he can kind of choke you out opposed to him being on the side of you. You can kind of strong arm him. I get that point. But, Sedano, I'm with you guys. I think it's totally weird to have somebody sitting in the front. And for me, it resulted in the shortest Uber career ever. I picked up some sketchy guy on Sepulveda, Venice, underneath the 405 bridge. I mean, 405 freeway. Mm-hmm. Picked him up, and before I can even do anything, he jumped in my front seat. So I'm screaming in my head the whole time I'm taking him to his stop. And after that, I stopped doing Uber. Totally weird.
You mean like that night you dropped him off and you're like, I'm going home, I'm done with this?
Done with it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't blame
it was a wrap for me. It was just too weird. It was just too sketchy. I'm cool. I didn't want to do it anyway. I was just trying to do it to make some extra money, but I did it. That was the end of my career for that.
Well, Greg, I don't blame you, man, and thank you for the call, and thank you for listening, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let me grab one more here real quick. Gil in Gilbert in La Mirada. What's up, Gil?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so with this whole Uber thing, when I walk up to the car and they pull down the window and I ask them, oh, you're here for me? You know, if it smells funny, I'm sitting in the back for sure and I'm not talking, because I feel like all these, you know, people have different smells in their cars, stuff like that. That's what it gets me.
Okay, fair enough.
What kind of smell are we talking about here, though? Are we talking about, like, the air freshener?
Yeah, the air freshener, or, you know, some people just, you know, have different smells.
Yeah, what if he just farted or something?
That?
Yeah.
Or you know what's even worse is like, really offensive over-cologning. You know, like, where the driver just smells like they just sprayed?
Well, usually people do that to, like, you know, cover up, like, maybe, like, some weed or something, you know?
I feel like people will, like, overspray those weird car air freshener scents smell like a car to try and, like, cover it up. And it just – see, that's my problem is, like, I get car sick, and things like that sometimes will, like, exacerbate it. Like, those nasty car smells. Ugh.
Yeah. So Morales, thank you for the call, Gilbert. Morales just texted in, and he said it is Uber Black or Uber Comfort that you can select for the conversation you're comfortable with. But the gentleman earlier, David in Glendale, said that they don't get those notifications. I mean, I don't know. Every time I've selected one of those for Uber Comfort, they've if I select silence, then they don't talk to me unless I bring it up. You know. So anyway, all right, real quick. So here are some of the tweets we've been getting about the Telamo Mall. Because I was saying, yo, that place is cougarlicious. Like, I'm telling you, people go there. There's some hot mommies and poppies that want to go hang out there. It's not like a teeny bopper place. And Just Win Baby 23 tweets us and says, Telamo! Exclamation point. Met my wife there, LOL. So there you go. You know, because not only do you have Din Tai Fung, the Taiwanese restaurant, but there is Frida, you know, the fancy Mexican place out there with the fancy drinks, and there's a little patio. Like, I'm telling you, you don't knock the Delamo Mall until you've been on the premises and know what's up, is all.
I know what's up. I just didn't think no 25-year-old was going to be like, hey.
Okay,
like,
well, maybe you need to go. Maybe you need to go check out the Delamo Mall.
No,
been a minute.
Look, there was a 25-year-old in my life a few weeks ago, and I was like, "Deuces, you're a baby." Nope.
Okay.
I'm 33.
Right, 25
I'm
just saying,
in
like,
your life for a couple
you
weeks.
You can go to Frida, and there's that place is always hopping for happy hour. Like, always hopping for happy hour. Like,
we're just
going to
let that go. We're just going to let that go. That she's now got a 25-year-old guy.
I
really?
Mean, you can bring it back if you'd like.
I mean, really.
I met a guy.
What's wrong with that?
He looked older.
I don't know.
Older.
I mean, I don't know if he's
look,
oh, he looked older.
He looked older. He's like 6'3", looked older, really handsome guy. Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, I'm 25. I just turned 25. I was like, oh, you're a child. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm like, no.
And by the way, at 25, you kind of are a child.
Yeah,
you are
like,
totally
no.
a child.
He's like,
come
I'm
on.
A dad. And I was like, go be a dad, but yeah. I'm good. Thank you very much.
You may have a man's body, but at 25, you're still a child.
He did have a nice body.
Look at you. Beto just tweeted me, Fern, the bartender at Frida. He's the guy. Fern. I'm guessing short for Fernando is my guess.
Here's the tweet that I see from Jason, who says, hair transplant sex is only allowed for minute men and 90-second women. Very good,
there you
sir.
Go. That's a man who listens
good.
To the show.
Excellent listening.
At Beans for Prez says, quit burning out the spot, Sedano. Delamo is Cougar Central. Papa Ish says, shh, chill with the ladies at Delamo thing, Sedano. My wife's about to slap me upside the head listening to you for suggesting it.
I actually like the tweet that came out from ESPN Los Angeles. Quote, did you not just hear everything that she said? And then the follow-up quote is, I have a follow-up bleep face. Let's check in on Sedano and Cap on 710, and there's two kangaroos doing battle in the streets.
Yeah. Steve Hawkins just tweeted me and says, some Uber drivers put blow-up dolls in their front seats. I have never seen that. I don't believe that.
Never seen that.
That's nonsense. That's I don't. Nonsense.
How about this guy? How about this
somebody
guy?
Somebody take a picture of that and tweet that to me. Or
but wait,
Instagram
look at this guy
me.
Right here. You see this guy? Mr. Very Feel says, when I drive, nobody sits in the front seat. And he's got a picture of the seat all the way pushed up, plus his cooler and his Gatorades
good
and
man.
Everything.
Good. Good for him. Good for him. All right, we got time for like one more call quickly, and then we can take more on the other side. Joseph and Hawthorne. Joseph, I got 1 minute, bro.
Hey, just wanted to say, yeah, it's kind of weird when people want to sit in the front, but I've been okay with it sometimes, and we really appreciate the tips. Keep them coming. That's the only way this works out for us.
Okay, fair enough. All right, coming up next, we'll keep this going. I want to hear from the Uber drivers. I want to hear from the passengers sitting in the front or sitting in the back. And I will get to, we're going to have a talk about how Laker Nation sees LeBron and why there always needs to be some kind of comparison to Kobe. We're going to have a leather couch conversation here, okay? So we'll do that on the other side, plus what you need to know and more of your calls next.